This is Tom, T-O-M, Umberg, U-M-B-E-R-G, and I represent the northern part of Orange County.
All right, so we are talking catalytic converter thefts. Just general, what is your take on thefts? Are you seeing that this is a problem in your area as well?
The prevalence and the increased prevalence of catalytic converter theft is a problem all over the state, and it's increasing exponentially because of the value of the materials contained in the catalytic converters and how readily folks can resell them.
In the story that we're working on, Sacramento County Sheriff's Sergeant Tom McHugh, he said that he would like to see a bill passed or some legislation aimed at cracking down on catalytic converter theft, specifically that mere possession would be illegal unless you have the proper paperwork for a catalytic converter. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, possession of stolen property is a crime right now, today. And there are a number of things that we have done, that I have done, and that we should do. You know, first, one of the challenges is catching the folks who are stealing catalytic converters. And we did not have our strike team that was operational for 1 year. The DMV operates the strike team. So I had a bill that basically recreates the strike team so that they are functional again, targeting those who steal catalytic converters, number one. Number two is that we need to have auto dismantlers, particularly the illegal auto dismantlers, those who are chopping up cars. We need to have them caught, arrested, and prosecuted. And to increase both the investigative and prosecutorial resources, that's one of the other things that the bill does. But we still got a long way to go. And you're the sergeant from the Sacramento Sheriff's Department. He's right. We do have a big problem. And we need to, most importantly, we need to arrest those who are engaged in stealing catalytic converters.
Now, before we get to more of that, your bill, where does it stand right now? Is this has this been signed into law?
It was just recently signed into law by the governor. Again, there's the auto dismantler strike force that is now up and operational. We are, as a state, we're now focused more prominently on the theft of catalytic converters. And we're also focused on illegal auto dismantlers.
What is the title of your bill or the name?
It's SB 366.
Okay. And then also auto manufacturers we've reached out to. They're saying, well, we can't do anything until lawmakers do something about it.
Well, auto manufacturers clearly could do something if they wish to. You know, one of the ways to identify catalytic converters that are stolen is to have some unique marking on them, whether it's a serial number or some other unique marking. And I know that some, for example, some dealers are actually marking catalytic converters now with unique markings. But a law is a good idea, and that's for next year's consideration. But auto manufacturers, as well as auto dealers, they don't need to have a law to help crack down on catalytic converters. They could do that right now.
Now, does your piece of legislation, does that have anything to do with possession? We're making possession a crime if you have these catalytic converters and if you don't have any paperwork.
Yeah. So I suppose that's something to look into, but right now, possession of stolen property is a crime. So if you see someone who is taking a catalytic converter and loading it in the back of a pickup truck, that's a pretty strong indication that catalytic converter may not be properly in the hands of the person putting it in the back of the pickup truck. So law enforcement should not be deterred from arresting those who are in possession. If they see, if they have probable cause to believe that someone is taking a catalytic converter from an automobile or transporting a catalytic converter, they should stop and investigate.
Now, we know possession, you know, is a crime, having something, a theft, that something that doesn't belong to you, yes. Mm-hmm. The problem that we're seeing from the interviews that we've done is that you can't really prove that this person stole this because there's no VIN number, there's no, you know, marking that belongs to someone. From 2018 to 2021, November of 2021, there were 3,088 reported catalytic converter thefts in Sacramento County. Only 25 were actually prosecuted by the district attorney's office. I don't know numbers for everywhere else. I just know Sacramento County. But how can we, what can be done to increase those prosecutions? Because if arrests are being made, but at the end of the day, prosecutions aren't happening, what can be done to increase that number?
I was a prosecutor in a former life, and sometimes it requires additional resources and additional priority within the DA's office. I don't know if that's the case. The number of stolen catalytic converters in Sacramento County is huge. And so I would encourage the DA to send a message. I would encourage law enforcement to send a message that if you're stealing a catalytic converter, we're going to increase our focus upon you. The challenge that we have, we do have a challenge with law enforcement in terms of resources, in terms of their priorities, but this has become an epidemic and needs to be focused on.
And lastly here, going back to automakers, auto manufacturers, how easy would it be for them to just secure these catalytic converters during production? Is that something that lawmakers or yourself may be looking at to require these automakers to do during production?
So I don't know the cost, the details of securing catalytic converters. I know that you can sell one for like $2,000. So if it costs $3,000 to secure a $2,000 item, that may not be cost effective. But etching a unique number on the converter is not very expensive. And as you mentioned before, it would be a great aid to law enforcement in identifying where that converter came from and whether the person who currently has it in his or her possession rightfully owns that converter. So are we considering requiring that auto resellers or dealers in California create this unique number or etch a unique number? That's absolutely right.
Okay. And so just so I have this right, so I don't misquote you or anything. Your legislation that it was just signed into law. It was just signed. Right. Again, just tell me what that focuses on and then what you are going to be focusing on coming up regarding legislation for catalytic converter thefts.
Sure. What the bill does is the bill, there was a strike team, a DMV strike team to focus on auto dismantlers. What the bill does is it revitalizes the strike team, and it specifically directs them to focus on those who are stealing catalytic converters, specifically directs them to focus upon illegal auto dismantlers who are receiving and basically taking the catalytic converters off of vehicles. And it also it increases penalties for the auto dismantlers who are engaged in that activity. And it also requires that legal dismantlers report any theft, any indicia of theft of a catalytic converter, so we can start to keep track of where and when these are being stolen.
Okay. And then coming up, you said you plan to tackle more legislation.
I think that a common sense response is to provide a unique identification number on catalytic converters. And I know that one or more of my colleagues is already considering introducing that kind of legislation. If it doesn't happen, then I will consider introducing it.
Perfect. Is there anything else that you'd like to add to this?
If you're either stealing or contemplating stealing catalytic converters, the odds of you getting caught have just increased.